Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
John Dickinson, host of the NBA This Week, every Saturday, 9 to noon. I think they've stretched it out. It used to be 10 to noon. Now it's 9 to noon. Of course, he jumps on pretty much every show to give you everything from the locker room to the press conferences. He is tied in as anybody. And follow him on Twitter, at JD John Dickinson. He's live in OKC. JD, how are you?
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Good to be with you, man. Yeah, getting close to game time. And let me tell you, the vibe of this building right now is that the Thunder and their fans are ready to end this thing tonight. I think they know that this is the one shot for OKC to knock out the champs and head on to the NBA Finals.
JD, I know it's, you know, no cheering in the press box, and you're a professional. I'm sure you're not rooting one way or the other. But just in terms of you having covered this team so closely all year long, we've been asking the fans out there how they feel confidence-wise. How confident are you that the Warriors can win Game 6 after getting blown out in Games 3 and 4 in OKC?
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit today. I'm not that confident, honestly, just because I think you draw a line between the games that have been played at Oracle and the games that have been played here in Oklahoma City. And going in, it's hard to be confident because I'm not sure how much of what happened in Game 5 at Oracle translates here. The Warriors essentially have to show something that they haven't shown yet in the two games that were played here. They have to come out and play poised. They have to come out and not turn the ball over, you know, carelessly, which allows Russell Westbrook to get rolling and Kevin Durant to get rolling and the crowd to get into this game. I mean, Oklahoma City has a top-notch crowd in the NBA, right up there with Portland and Oracle and some of the other places that I've mentioned to you guys during the travels this season. But no, I think the onus is on the Warriors to show something different and play at a different level than we've seen in games 3 and 4.
JD, I know it's going to be crazy. I told Zachariah it's just like a college atmosphere there, and it feeds into what the Thunder want to do, led by Westbrook. But I wanted to go back to last game. The Warriors went away, or Kerr did, from the depth lineup more so than he had in previous games, and they got a W. I know OKC had a lead for a little bit in the second half. Do you think that's enough to transition here in Oklahoma for the Warriors to get it done?
Yeah, I think they need to continue to do that, but a lot of that's on Andrew Bogut, and I discussed that going into Game 5, that maybe it was time to play more traditional lineups, and they did it, and Bogut allowed them to do it because he stayed on the floor. He didn't get 2 fouls in the first 4 minutes and have to be removed. He didn't come out in the second half and get his third and fourth foul by the six-minute mark of the third quarter and have to be removed to the point where there's no reason to even put him back in the game because the impact is so little just by the amount of time he's able to be out there. The Warriors actually have really liked the way Andrew Bogut has played in this series when he's been able to play. So I think they feel now that playing the more traditional lineup with Bogut in particular can help them, but it's on Bogut. Can he back up that performance from Game 5 and do it again in Game 6? And it's not 15 and 14 and 31 minutes. That's not the question. The question for me is, can he go 9 and 8, 8 and 8, 8 and 10, something like that in maybe 25 minutes? He doesn't have to do the back-to-back 30, but he's got to give them more than 11 minutes and 4 points and 2 rebounds and a bunch of fouls.
Our correspondent, John Dickinson, live from OKC, kind enough to join us there, the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, here on 95.7 The Game. JD, I'm not sure exactly how much of a look-at-the-referees kind of guy that you are. I know the Scott Foster numbers are pretty staggering in terms of how bad the Warriors do when he is one of the referees, but you see the coaches go back and forth about it. You hear a little bit from the players. Obviously, there was that huge discrepancy at halftime in OKC. How much have the refs played a factor in it, and how much different do you think it is when one team is at home versus the other?
Well, I think a home court advantage can affect it, there's no doubt. I don't put a ton of stock in it. I mean, I do think that every team has their one guy, or every manager or coach has their one guy that maybe they don't want to see, or they just don't click with, or they feel, you know, they get the short end of the stick with more than others. I think Scott Foster is probably that guy with the Warriors. At least he's become that. But I think, you know, the home court factor is big. I think the fact that the Thunder drive to the basket to get fouled. I mean, I think there is a distinct difference between the two teams in how they attempt to get to the free throw line, which has come into play in this series. However, you look at it, go back to game five, and there were a couple of things. The Warriors got to the line more. I think part of that was because they actively drove to the basket more when their three-point shot wasn't going down, in particular Steph Curry, and he was able to get some contact. And then the rebounding was closer. In the two games that the Warriors have won in the series, they out-rebounded them and won, and I believe it was even, or Oklahoma City out-rebounded by a couple in game five. The point being is it wasn't a boat race in the rebounding department in the two games that the Warriors won, or was in their favor. So I think those are a couple other things to keep an eye on tonight in addition to the free throws.
JD, I don't want to be negative, but there's a reality. There's a 50-50 chance that the Warriors might get beat tonight. With that said, if that were to happen, do you think it would be valid for people to look at last year's championship, being that, you know, the other teams were injured? Do you think that is going to create a storm in itself, to where they won 73 games and didn't get into the finals?
Well, they won the championship last year, so I think it's tough to invalidate last year, at least for me. I don't think it's going to stop people from doing it. I mean, they still won the championship last year. They were the best team in the league from start to finish. Now, what I do think it changes is when we start having the conversations about greatest of all time. And, it, you know, is this team up there with the 80s Celtics and the Lakers teams of that era, and maybe the Bulls in the 90s and or the Lakers of the 2000s, you know, teams that didn't lose in the NBA Finals. Now, the Celtics and Lakers did, but a lot of times it was because they were playing each other back in the 80s, and they would split the difference. So I think it doesn't change. You can never take away the championship or the season that the Warriors had. This year's regular season feels almost like an extension of that. But I do think when you start to look at this run, not winning the second championship after winning 73, it is going to change the way that this team overall is viewed as far as, I think, all-time great. And make no mistake, if the Warriors lose tonight, it's going to be absolutely devastating for the players.
Wow.
and the organization. And I'm saying that separately from how they're viewed. I just mean internally how they will view themselves, given the way that they played the majority of the year. This will be something if they can't get it done. It really will.
Yeah, it's always tough. I mean, you know, the Patriots could have had an undefeated record. The Mariners set the record for most wins in baseball, didn't get anywhere. The Red Wings, obviously the example in hockey. Pretend for a minute, JD, that you're a listener and you're answering the poll that we put up on at 95.7 The Game on Twitter. Who, if you had to choose between these options, who are you relying on the most to get this win between Draymond Green, Andre Iguodala, Andrew Bogut, and the Splash Brothers?
Boy, let's see. Of those four, see, I was going to put in Iguodala. I was going to throw in a wild card to say Iguodala, but no.
No, that's an option. That's an option.
I missed the. You know what? I'm going to go with Curry and Klay Thompson, because the one thing we haven't seen in this series is the fact that the Warriors haven't had that game where they just hit 15 threes, where they just go nuts, and whether it's bad shots,
that's true.
Shots,
yeah,
whatever.
Wow.
There hasn't been that one game where they hit everything yet. And I think if the Warriors were saving it, they need to pull it out tonight, because that may be what it takes to win the game tonight for them. It may be that supreme 15 three-pointer night or more in the field goals made column to get it done. And again, it hasn't happened. But when do you ever see them, regardless of defense, regardless of shot selection? Six games is a long way to go for them to not have just an incredible outburst.
That's true. Wow. That's a great point. JD John Dickinson on Twitter, our super correspondent live from OKC. He is John Dickinson. You hear him all the time, and hopefully you'll be hearing him at halftime if the timing works out. JD, enjoy the game, and hopefully we'll talk to you after the two quarters are up.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.